there'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven on the hands that hold you now.
FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you Cast a Crown, Scars in Heaven. Good morning to you at 7:04.
Weeknights from 8 to 10, you get to help program the music on WJTL. Michaela is your new host Monday through Wednesday. Email, Facebook, or call in your request to Michaela tonight between 8 and 10. It's a WJTL request show sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
This morning, our very special guest from Green Meadow Farm is our friend Becky Thompson. Good morning to you, Becky.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Anybody want to give a shout out to or say hi to?
Well, I'll give a shout out to my husband who is bringing the horses in from the fields today because I'm not there. And to all our volunteers and all of our staff.
Very cool. Tell us about Green Meadow Farms.
Well, 10 years ago, we started Green Meadow Farm. It was a vision that I had as a child to come back to the farm someday and start something that would really bless people, bless families, as my dad kind of inspired me to do with our farm. So we heard about Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch out in Oregon, and we modeled after them. So we do lessons 10 weeks, spring, summer, and fall. Every week, it's a 90-minute lesson, and it's a mentorship program. So we're a biblically-based, equine-assisted mentorship program. So for those 10 weeks, the kids come, they learn about Jesus, they learn about horses, they learn how to connect and build relationships. Many of them are adopted or from trauma background. And so that's kind of the niche that we reach out to. We have these 90-minute lessons include a chore to give back to the farm, and our mission is connecting children and families with horses and farm life to bring refreshment, renewal, and rest. It's a really pretty farm, so it really does exude rest when you come there. And we also have sheep, so that kind of brings
fun.
That whole thing in, too.
Yeah, how many horses do you guys have?
We have 6 horses.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Any great stories about, you know, things that have happened during some of the lessons or some of the things the kids have learned that you could share?
Oh, goodness. Well, there's many, many lessons. We've had 550 kids come through the program up until this year.
That's great.
And families. I would say a lesson that would stand out to me is we sometimes include families. And we had a young boy who was adopted, and he was actually a teenager, real quiet, real kind of dry sense of humor, struggled with anger. We did a lesson in our arena where there's letters around the arena, and his mother wrote attributes about him that started with each of the letters. And then he would go on his horse, Domino, to each letter, and she would read the attribute that stood out to her about her son. And at first he would look down, and then eventually he would look her in the eye, which is we encourage them to just look him right in the eye and share that attribute. And it really stood out to him. And at the end, there was the letter M, and we said to him, "So is there anything you can think about your mother that stands out?" And he just, off the top of his head, said, "My mother makes marvelous meals for me." And here we learned that his love language was words of affirmation, which was what she was building into him. And her love language was acts of service, which was what he just built into her.
Yeah.
So that's just a really small a family kind of thing that we do.
But that's so
many
cool.
Things are more one-on-one with horses.
Yeah, no, I love that. And you guys are located where?
We're 1130 Creek Road in Leola, really closer to Lititz, very close to Oregon Dairy.
Yeah, very nice. And you have an event coming up you want to tell us about.
We do. It's our 10th anniversary lawn party. It's July 23rd from 5 to 8, and so we're really looking forward to it. It's no charge. You can come, and it helps if you RSVP. That's to lawnparty@greenmeadowfarm.org.
And we'll talk more about that with Becky and find out all the details and all the fun stuff that's going to be going on, so stick around. Mac Brock, Carrie Jobe, and more music on the way, too.